Good morning, church. Let's stand, let's open up in prayer, and let's get to the singing. Father, we thank you once again that we can be here in church. We have songs to sing here once again. And like today's newspaper, it is fresh, and it's not the same old stuff. So, Father, we thank you once again that we have these songs that men and women were inspired by your Holy Spirit to write, that we get to sing them today. And now, Father God, as we come to you in spirit and in truth, Father God, we just thank you for meeting us here once again. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites his chosen people, come and dine. Man and Eva's need and supplies our every need. Oh, to sweet us up with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You make feast at Jesus' table all the time. We who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth, now come and dine. The disciples come to end, thus obeying Christ's command. For the Master called to them, oh, come and dine. There they found their heart's desire, bread and fish upon the fire. Thus he satisfies the hungry every time. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You make feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine. To the hungry call it now, come and dine. Soon the Lamb will take his bride to be ever at his side. All the host of heaven will assemble be. Oh, to be a glorious sight, all the saints in spotless white. And with Jesus they will feast eternally. Come and dine, the Master call it, come and dine. Time. He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine. To the hungry call it now, come and dine. Come and dine, the Master call it, come and dine. You make feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine. To the hungry call it now, come and dine.
We got a reservation with God at any time we desire.
Amen.
Sacrifice. You have turned Jesus is sufficient for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider's grace is sufficient for me. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. He will give his angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider's grace is sufficient for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider's grace is sufficient for me. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. He will give his angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider's grace is sufficient for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider's grace is sufficient for me. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. He will give his angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me.
Amen.
You know, when God activated Elijah didn't have time to prepare a hideout with food, supplies, lay in a network of people who could possibly support him. God just said, go. And he was obedient. And then, you know, God really put him through the ringer, so to speak, because he had to flee Ahab, if you remember. He totally had to flee. He goes out into the desert, and everybody knows that the desert is full of sand, rocks, not water, food, a place to live. But God provided for him and brought him just enough that what he needed for every single day. That's what this song is about. Jehovah Jireh, my provider. My God shall supply all my needs. Amen. All my needs. Let's sing this one more time. Jehovah Jireh, my provider's grace is sufficient for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider's grace is sufficient for me. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. He will give his angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider's grace is sufficient for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider's grace is sufficient for me. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. He will give his angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me.
Thank you, Lord.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending, bring from above, echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I am my Savior, am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Shining shield. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. On every hand the foe we find, drawn up in dread array. Let tents of peace be left behind, and onward to the fray. Salvation's helmet on each head, with truth all girt about. The earth shall tremble beneath our tread, and echo with our shout. Faith is the victory.
A child, they look up at their parents and they think that their parents are capable of anything, that they can fix things and just make things good. And you know, I'll never forget, it's kind of cute, we had a swimming pool when I was young, kind of cheap one, plastic, you know, plastic sides that come up about 2 feet. Somehow we had a hole that was scratched in the side, and I never forget, my brother, I don't even know if he remembers this, he went and got a Band-Aid, and he put it on there. And in his mind, he was thinking, it's fixed now. But it's that simple, that, you know, when we have our problems, God is able to take care of it. The only problems that he's not able to take care of are the ones that we don't think that he can take care of. He has no limits. He only has limits that we place upon him. Amen. God is indeed able. Let's sing this one more time.
God is able, more than able, to accomplish what concerns me today. God is able, more than able, to handle anything that comes my way. God is able, more than able, to do much more.
Much more than I could ever.
to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God. He has shown thee, oh man, what is good and what the Lord requires of thee. He has shown thee, oh man, what is good and what the Lord requires of thee. But to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God. He has shown thee, oh man, what is good and what the Lord requires of thee. He has shown thee, oh man, requires of thee, but to do justly and to love mercy and walk humbly with thy God.
That's Micah 6:8.
Stars and gave the earth its rain. What is man that you should touch him with your grace? And who am I, O God, that you should know my name?
Only you
can shake the mountains.
Only you
can calm the ocean. Stars and gave the earth its rain. What is man that you should touch him with your grace? And who am I, O God, that you should know my name? Can shake the mountains, can calm the oceans, can hold the heavens in the palm of your hand. Tell me who,
look inside of me.
Tell me who,
and you're
inviting. Tell me who,
still loves me deeply.
More than I understand, only you, only you.
Amen.
Indeed. Kind of like the questions that God posed to Job when Job doubted him. God fired off question after question, and it would kind of go like this. Who can shake the mountains? Who can calm the oceans? Who can hold the heavens in the palm of his hand? Who can look inside us and know exactly what's there? Who can purify us? Who still loves us deeply? Only God. Only God.
just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Just Jesus, Jesus.
Through them, and so these. I will lift up my hands unto thy name.
This morning, we're continuing our practice of when we're going to be in heaven and we're going to stand before Jesus. And our last song today is Glory to the Lamb.
The Holy Spirit was talking to me about faith today, and we want faith. We're exhorted that we can't please God if we don't have faith. So we all want faith, and That's the reason that we don't have certain things solved in our life. We all have problems, all of us, many problems and things. And we know the answer is to walk in faith. And so we earnestly desire faith, but sometimes we look for it outside. We look here, we look there, we try to find faith. And we try to do things. We try to fast, we try to read the Bible so many times a day, we try to do all kinds of prayers. We try to obtain faith by works and by striving. But the Holy Spirit was showing me a blessed relief that we have this faith deposited in us if we are a believer. And let's face it, faith is for believers. Faith is not for unbelievers, because if they had faith, then they would be believers. So faith is deposited in you because you are born again and you have faith inside of you. And the key to obtaining and walking in this faith is that faith is operating by love. It says that in Galatians, that faith worketh by love. And so we have this Holy Spirit in us, the Spirit of love. He loves us and we love him. And as we yield to that love, as we yield to the Holy Spirit in us, faith is an automatic thing. It's just a matter of walking and breathing. And so we will be like Peter, who sees the man who was lame and says, "Silver and gold have I none, but in the name of Jesus, rise and walk." And he probably did not think about saying that. He probably just said it. I'm sure he didn't think about the consequences. But this is how the walk of faith is, by yielding to the Spirit in us. And so I just thought I would remind us that we have the Spirit in us. We don't have to look for faith outside because we're believers.
Thank you, Lord, for your word. It's wonderful, O Lord, to know that we have faith. You have given to everyone a measure of faith. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Let us exercise our faith, we pray today, in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, it's wonderful to come into your presence. It's wonderful, oh Lord, to believe that what you said, you are also able to perform. What you have promised, you are also able to perform. And we want to thank you and praise you today for a glorious day and a day of victory, a day of celebration. And we are going to celebrate Jesus, celebrate today in the name of Jesus. And help us today to dwell in the secret place of the Most High. For he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Hallelujah. Surely he will deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He will cover me with his feathers, and under his wings will I trust. His truth shall be our shield and our buckler. And we're not going to be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And we want to say today, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth thee for all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth us with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfy our mouth with good things, that our youth may be renewed like the eagles. And we thank you, Lord, for having renewed our youth. And we bless you. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for all your precious promises. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. What a mighty God we serve. What a wonderful Savior. What a blessed Redeemer. And we want today to trust in you, Lord, with all our heart. Lean not on our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge you, and you shall direct our path. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. We don't want to be anxious for anything, but in all our ways with prayer and supplication and with thanksgiving, we let our requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God passes all understanding, will guard the heart and minds in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have made a provision for everything. O Lord, let this mind be in us, which was also in Christ Jesus, we pray today. Let it be victory in this body. Oh, let us become overcomers, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. For as the Bible says, we overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimonies, and we love not our lives even unto death. And oh, Lord, we thank you today and praise you, oh Lord, for your precious word. We love you, we adore you, we bow down before you. We pray, Heavenly Father, you are also Jehovah Jireh. You are provider. You are the God that shall supply all our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. You are shepherd and we shall not want. You have met every need in this body of believers. And you continue meeting every need. And out of what you have given us today, we want to give to the work of the Lord. We want to give with gladness, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Hallelujah. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, today for blessing the finances, making it multiply tenfold, a hundredfold. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, oh Lord, for a miracle in this body of believers, we pray in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that we want to give to the work of the Lord. We want to give with gladness. And we praise you and thank you, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. And we trust in you that you will meet every need in this body. And we bless you, we thank you, we pray, O Lord, as your Holy Spirit moves today mightily in the midst of us. We ask you, Lord, that you anoint every one that gives a testimony. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, anoint the pastor as he will bring the message to us, O Lord, and let, O Lord, give him the freedom to preach, let the word come through us, pierce us like a two-edged sword, we pray. Let us apply it in our lives, we pray in the name of Jesus, and let it be victory all the way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for everything that you're doing and all the things that you have in store for this body of believers. And let your name be glorified, we pray, Lord, in anything we do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is to add to Carol. When we were singing on Holy Ground, God reminded me how precious it is to surrender all our burdens to him. Because if we don't do that, then we get all bogged down and we can't have any faith. And we can't express it and we can't help anybody else with their faith. And that's what we're here for, is to help other people and to surrender. And there's a glorious peace in all that. And so that's what I was supposed to add to it.
Thank you. Okay, good morning. I wanted to share a little bit also this morning about faith. And I have I'm going to turn to Hebrews 11:1. And I've been hearing all kinds of scripture coming to my mind about faith. For it is impossible, without faith it is impossible to please God. So, anyway, that's not Hebrews 11:1, but that was a verse that came to my mind. Without faith it is impossible to please God. Okay, but Hebrews 11:1. Now I have this, I have a shower curtain that my wife bought. And it's got all kinds of verses on it. Okay. And here's what it says for faith. It says, this is the illegitimate version of the Bible. It says, faith is being certain of what you hope for. And let me see. No, it says faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you do not see. Now that's the, you know, the word I want to use, but I'm not using it. That's the illegitimate version. Okay. It says faith is being sure of what you hope for. Now, if you take that version and you say, well, I'm sure I want this, or I'm sure I want that. Okay. I mean, I'm sure I want another Harley Davidson. You know? Yeah. But that's not what it's talking about. And how about this? And certain of what you do not see. Well, I'm sure that, you know, Isabel's been talking about me to her friends. You see the difference? Okay, here's what the real word says. I'm in Hebrews 1. Okay. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Now to me, that's a whole different meaning. Okay. The substance of things hoped for, it means it is a tangible thing, a real thing. Okay. That you, it is a real thing that you can hope for that will materialize. Because substance has to be tangible. You know what I mean? You have to be able to get hold of it. Touch it. Use it. And the evidence of things not seen. Does anybody bring into evidence in a courtroom a rumor? You know what I mean? It has to be real evidence. So, I like the real version, but I leave that perverted version hanging on my wall just to, for a couple reasons. My wife bought it thinking I would like it. And it serves to me to see it on a daily basis that there is counterfeits out there. So normally I just rip that baby right off the wall. But I'm practicing a little more mellow stuff these days. Okay. And I want to say this. I had a little showing of faith. And I've been looking to get some property one of these days or one of these years to operate out of for our business and our shop. And I've wanted that for a while because I really don't want to pay rent. I'd rather pay interest. How's that make you feel, huh? So all along this journey to acquire this property, I kept in my mind, you know, there was days that I went and I'd look at that property and say, man, I wish I had that property or this or that. Or I'd drive along and I'd think, how can they afford that property, you know? And you might get a little lust for that property. And, you know, the Bible tells you don't be concerned about houses and lands. And so I learned to not be too concerned over that. But I still visualized a property. I actually saw whatever I was going to have. And so I would see, I would look at this piece of property and it would, then I would visualize it a certain way. I never really looked at property that was complete. Always looked at something that I had to fix, repair, upgrade, build, and do that. Okay, so, but I always had, so I looked at one piece and I visualized it this way. This is what I got to work with. And we put in offers and they didn't come about. We could have offered them what they wanted, but didn't have the money for that. Didn't think it was worth it. And I didn't think God would want me getting in over my head like that. So I had that with 3-4 different places. Okay. Now, an offer came up and a deal came through that was tailor-made for us at a price that was below market value. And it fit the vision, but actually it far exceeded it, the vision. And but first of all, what I'm saying about faith is you had to have the vision. But it had to be, and it was a tangible vision. So, I believe that's gonna come to pass. And then you know what you gotta have faith for? To make the payments. So, and then when you're along that, when you get in there and get comfortable, he's going to say, I want to stretch your faith for something bigger. So anyway, I sure like the real version of Hebrews 11:1 better than the counterfeit version. Okay. Any more testimonies this morning? Okay. Natalia?
Oh, Lord, rebuke me not in thine anger, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak, O Lord. Heal me, for my bones are vexed.
Amen.
Psalm 6, verse 1 and 2.
I am... I am my beloved.
I am my beloved, and he is mine. His banner over me is love. I am my beloved, and he is mine. His banner over me is love. I am my beloved, and he is mine. His banner over me is love. His banner over me is love. He sits me at his banqueting table. His banner over me is love. He sits me at his banqueting table. His banner over me is love. He sits me at his banqueting table. His banner over me is love. His banner over me is love. He puts straight paths before my feet. His banner over me is love. He puts straight paths before my feet. His banner over me is love. He puts straight paths before my feet. His banner over me is love. His banner over me is love. He puts a smile right on my face. His banner over me is love. He puts a smile right on my face. His banner over me is love. He puts a smile right on my face. His banner over me is love. His banner over me is love.
Amen. Natalia has a little birdhouse at home, and there was a bird sitting on it the other day, and I guess they might have heard little ones in there. So I looked in there with a ladder, and there was no little ones. But anyway, we're waiting for some little birdies one of these days. Amen. I personally want to welcome all illegal immigrants into the United States, including our President Obama. But first, Jesus said that we need to obey the laws of the land, which are formulated by God's law. So therefore, I know my parents had to wait 5 years before they could be coming into the United States. So please, if you're illegal, go back, wait your turn, and welcome. Now, the big picture that I have this morning, which is, if you remember a while back, Pastor John mentioned that, as you know, the Twin Towers was a stage for Iraq, and now the stage is being set up for Iran, the country where I was born. So anyway, just the other day, the kind of revelation came to me that these Christian stations, they're promoting travel to Israel. Used to be $5,000-$6,000, but man, now you could go for peanuts, only $3,000. The Jewish people love your money, but it's not your money that they're after, it's your body. The body count on a 747, I presume, is around 500. Can you imagine some trigger-happy Muslim setting off a rocket into one of those? It will spark up something in American people to start revenge towards Iranians or Muslims. But the punchline is, I'm sure those Iranians don't want war no more than we do, but Zionists, they're waiting for that big moment when also the pastors go free on these planes. Once there's some high official with 500 followers on one of those planes, boy, those Zionists could set her off themselves, and that is scary. So pray for stability. Amen.
Okay, I have time for Bob and then Sotiris. Okay, Bob.
You may have noticed that I didn't spring up here with my usual Irish self. Last week, this is a praise report. What? Who's waving? Oh. I was going down the stairs, the back stairs. I had this thought. I wondered if I tumbled down 4 or 5 concrete steps and landed on my knee, if it would hurt. And you know what? It did. And so don't try it. Just take my advice. Anyway, I praise God for the kind of healing that's taken place. It's through faith. And I also praise God that many, many years ago, we were brought into an awareness of the right way to eat and to live and so forth. And so for at least 35, 38 years, we drink pure water. We don't eat the foods you shouldn't eat. And we've lived a pretty good life. We also take about 15,000 units of vitamin D every day, and which makes a huge difference. So I won't go on that, but Pastor John has trained everyone, very well in the terms of conspiracy. But I can tell you this, whatever he doesn't know, I do know. And I was in the trenches undercover and things like that. So I could speak wholeheartedly in that behalf. Now, with respect to the airliners and so forth, you know, that's already happened. They took down an airliner just to get Larry McDonald years ago, who was the head of the John Birch Society, the famous Korean situation. The word's pretty good that it wasn't down, that it landed, and everybody was taken to various prisons in the Soviet Union. Whether that's true or not, I don't know, but it's consistent with the things that are done in this world. So I want to thank God for rapid healing. The burn back, which was last month's injury, is virtually eliminated to the astounding surprise of my chiropractor. Said, "My, this was a third-degree burn, and it's gone. We put a Band-Aid on it today, whereas a month ago we had a big patch like that." So I thank God for rapid healing for me and for revelation. Now, at first, when Thomas spoke about faith, I thought for sure he'd received the homework for the Thursday night Bible study. Now, I invite everyone to come to the Thursday night Bible study, but I do want to caution you, there is homework now assigned. So if you'd like to come, there's a secret password, which is faith, and so you're welcome to come in the door. But I want to warn you. And I thought, well, maybe if I bring some Swedish meatball, maybe I could get out of it, but it didn't work. So I thank God for healing and for the knowledge that he's given me. So I want to just say this, and I'm jumping off. Well, no, I won't jump off the stage. I used to, but I can't even stomp my feet. I used to do that playing music just for Ina's sake, because she always liked when I said, yeah, whoops, mistake. Anyway, the blessing that I receive from God is the years I spent undercover and in doing secular anti-communist, anti-subversion work has given me a greater insight than I would have had into the Word of God. Because whether you're dealing in the secular world, which is controlled by Satan, or whether you're dealing with the things I used to deal with, when you get into the Word of God, you see it so crystal clearly. And it's given me the ability to communicate with people at a far deeper level than I could have had otherwise. So the years I spent like that I thought were wasted. I still do to a great extent. But that must be what I was supposed to do. Anyway, thanks very much for your support and your immediate prayers down at the bottom of those stairs last week. And thanks for preserving Diane's cell phone, because if I hadn't had a grip on that, which had to be pried away, which Teresa pried it out of my hand, I might have been able to grab the rail, but I had to protect Diane's cell phone. So I'm laying on the ground like this, and Teresa's going, you can let go of it now. Anyway, God bless everyone. Bye.
Okay, Satiris.
Jesus said them 2 and 2. Praise God. It's exciting that we can declare God's marvelous works. And lately we've been intensified our prayer that the Lord use us in whatever manner you want to, and we want to see more souls be saved. We want to see not just one, not just two, but we want to see people be saved by the hundreds, by the thousands, and so on and so forth. And this is what we didn't reach that point yet, but God is using us from time to time, and it is wonderful to see. About a week ago or so, I received a call out of nowhere. Somebody called us and they said, we have a check we received from you. We received a check from you. It was for $1,500. And immediately I realized that it was a check that was sent to some other company near that area there, and it went to the wrong address. So they tried to explain to me, and I said, yes, I know what it is, and I'll give you a... I'll call the man and I tell him to come and see you there. But in the meantime, I have something I'd like to talk to you about. How many of you are in the family? They said that we are three of us, daughter, father, and husband and wife. So I said, why don't you come over by the telephone? I'd like to talk to you. I'd like to speak to you about Jesus Christ. Did you hear about Jesus? How do you know him? And all of a sudden, all three of them came by the telephone, and I said, I like to pray a prayer for you. And so I prayed a prayer for them. And after the prayer, what I said, well, I would like to pray this prayer that you will get to know Christ more than you ever known him before. Would you like to do it? Do you know what Jesus is? So they explained to me all this. And then we pray the prayer in Spanish, and all three of them accept the Christ as their Lord and Savior. And it was a wonderful experience. Now the next project is to follow up with them, and may I use Javier to call them and minister to them. So it was a wonderful experience. The testimony that I like to share right now is that last Friday we went to San Francisco, and the reason was we wanted to make a delivery to one supermarket down there, and we figured that we can use it as a ministry. We can go and visit certain people. There was some family that had cancer. The husband had cancer, and we were tending to go there, so we called, trying to make an appointment so to be able to see them. And we couldn't get through to them. We tried a couple of times. We tried the brother and so on, but it did not work. So we left it that way, and we continued our trip. We made the delivery. Then we went to a restaurant to have some lunch there, and after the lunch we said, well, we're going to go to see that lady that owned a pizzeria in San Francisco. And that's what we did. So maybe Joanne can continue.
Well, the first person we thought we were going to see, we didn't see at all. And then he said, let's go see Olga. And Olga owned the pizza parlor before the Mexican family that purchased it and owns it now purchased it. And so he went into the restaurant to say hello and left him a price list because he's never dealt with them before. And then we left there and went to Olga's and John's. And they had a friend from San Leandro or San Bruno, and his name was George. And so we're talking Jesus. Olga always asks questions about Jesus and thanks us for the salvation and so forth. And it was the Lord working in her heart. And so as we're sitting there witnessing to John and Olga, the friend named George. I call him George the Greek because I don't know his last name. And anyway, he looked like he was totally asleep. His eyes were shut, but he was listening to everything. And then my husband started talking to him, and he asked him all kinds of questions, and he accepted Jesus into his heart and wanted the sinner's prayer. And so Satiris was writing down the sinner's prayer, and two times during that time period, I kept saying, come on, Satiris, you're supposed to go to the restaurant. Somebody's waiting for you. I had no idea what I was talking about. And I said that twice. And then anyway, he gave George the sinner's prayer, and we said our goodbyes, and we went to the restaurant.
While we were at Olga's place, the Lord put in my heart to share testimony with this man. Before we led him to Christ, we said, you guys, do you happen to know George, another George? His last name was Mavros. They said they both knew him, and he says, yes, we knew him, yes. I said, we witnessed to that man a few years ago, and God healed him while we went there over to in that convalescent home, where he was there ready to die. They have given up on him, and they would let him there so he can die. He could not talk. He could not do anything. But anyhow, we told that story to George right now about how God healed him, and within 3 weeks he was out of that convalescent home. So he started immediately from being asleep almost. He rose up and he started shining. He started smiling. He became alive all of a sudden. And then after that, we led him to Christ, and it was wonderful what happened. After that, we went to the restaurant. We went to have dinner at the restaurant. And first, Joanne went, then I went to park and so on. And then when I went there, it's like they knew me for a long time. Come on in. It took you so long to come. And it was a beginning of getting to know them. And after we ate, we invited them over to the table. They started sitting with us, and we told them about, they mentioned about the business that it was not doing that well. And so I said, well, there's something we want to share with you. Is Jesus the center of this business? Is Jesus the center of your life in general? They said, well, we are Catholics and so on and so forth. But there is a better way, I said. And God can do a miracle in your business, miracle in your life, and things can change. And God is able to do it. So would you let me pray a prayer for you guys, I said. So I prayed a prayer, and after that I said, the next thing is to, would you like to accept Christ in your heart as your Lord and Savior, and he's the one that will turn things around in your life. And it was wonderful how they accept, both of them accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior. And it was great. And then we left rejoicing, and they were happy, and that's a wonderful thing that took place. Anything you want to add?
So when we left, we said we're going to bring Olga and John here for dinner, and God's going to have somebody else waiting. And we got blessed, and it's just beautiful to see how these people were shining. And their name was Perez. And we just thank the Lord.
Now, the other thing I want to add here is that we used to go for years now to that place while Olga and John were the owners of that little pizzeria. And every time we went, somebody got saved. And this thing we mentioned to them, that this place is, God has used this pizzeria for many people to come to the Lord. The family came to the Lord, and one of the sons came to the Lord, and other people that happened to be there came to the Lord. So the same thing can happen now with you being here, we said to them. So praise God, we give him the glory and the honor for this. And he was the one that changed our direction and reality. We were going to one place, he led us somewhere, and there was victory.
Praise Amen. God.
Praise the Lord and good morning. We got a few things here to praise the Lord for. And I want to read a letter to you first. And this is from Renee Deaton. This is what you said. I want to tell you how much I enjoyed Sunday's webcast. I caused most of it. The personal testimonies were very good and inspiring. I am so blessed to have gone through deliverance that I can't even imagine life otherwise. Last summer, the Lord showed me that I was being oppressed by the spirit of occultism. Once I realized what was going on, I prayed against it, bound it, and cast it out, and prayed even more for the Lord to show me where it came from. I'm not sure that he showed me exactly, but I feel it came from somewhere in our church. Up here in Gold Run, California. The Lord didn't name names or show anything in particular, but I believe that's what he put on my heart. In fact, one day last November, after all this occurred, I was sharing with a pastor's wife, and she too had been feeling the oppression. I told her what my thoughts were and that I prayed against the spirit of the occult. Anyway, my thoughts have been clear again since then, and my motivation has returned like normal. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know what life would be like had I not gone through deliverance and been taught real spiritual warfare. I pray over our family all the time, and God showed me that I have authority to intercede through prayer for children in my bloodline, especially our children, their yet to be children, and the children's children, and so on, so long as I live, until the day the Lord takes me home. I just want to share before the week end arrives. We're going to have the busy upcoming week, trusting in Jesus and tons of love. Renee Deaton. And Renee and Jeff came to our church as singles around 1990. And they met in our church, and we performed a wedding, and I think they have 5 or 6 or 7 children. I don't know. It's quite a few children. So that's just a praise report. We had a man called in. This is a different one that called in that Carol had called in last week. And this man's name is Tim. He's from Greeley, Colorado. And he had been, I guess, taken in by Harold Camping. And for some reason I don't know how he found us, because we got a tremendous write-up on our website, but he bought a bunch of books from us. Peter talked to him for quite some time, and the guy is really excited. So we are actually having more and more people getting in on the website. I have one more praise report from Sweden. We prayed for Torbjörn and Grace Hornson for some time. And they moved. You remember they were renting a place in a country. And God sometimes gives us more than we think and that we can even afford. So I got some pictures from them, and God showed them a house, 4-bedroom, in a village where they are living. And they purchased that. God blessed them. And then after they got the signed the loan papers, everything else, then he quit his job, because God gave him another job. He's been working every Sunday, and he got a new job as a manager for another store with every Sunday off. So he's really praising God for that. So that's a praise report. All right. Oil rose slightly this week and has been pushed down for 2 days. Last week, oil stood at 85.12, and this week it rose to 86.15. They got it up a little bit over a dollar. As Greece is being squeezed by the international bankers, the same banks are working hard to keep their profits up, and therefore oil is being pushed hard with investment of millions of dollars to drive up the price. The disaster in the Mexican Gulf has put a moratorium on new oil offshore drilling, which is what the speculators wanted. They are greedy to death, and we need to pray that God will destroy their network and crash the oil market for them. Wouldn't that be lovely if it would crash down to about $35 a barrel again, and these people would lose lots of money? Let us pray that God would increase the power of the Holy Spirit, not only in our church, but all around us, so that people will be convicted over their sins and come to Christ. Let us earnestly pray for a revival. And then I have written this down, and I would read both of them. Thomas Burns is closing a real estate deal a week from now. Let us pray the deal does not fall apart, that all things agreed to will be left intact. And he is asking here that this will go through with no problems, that we are to bind Satan and his demons. Now, we need to pray for a specific thing here in our church. And I'm amazed when I see the love of people around us. We got a request to pray for Evelyn and Jolie. Is that how you pronounce it? Joelle. The parents have abandoned them. These are two little girls that are coming with Alfredo and his wife. And Alfredo's wife, Anna, is the aunt. And they have taken these children in and are raising them as their own. And they're getting no support from the parents. And Joelle has Down syndrome and does not speak, understand? She's 9 years old. Nine? She's 9 years old. And when she came in the first time, no one knew anything about it. And I believe Carol was in the nursery. And she greeted her and asked, "What is your name?" And I think she said her name, right? And then she took Carol's hand and just put it to her cheek and held it, because that's all she could say. And I believe that we can pray for this little girl to be healed and that she's able to do things. But you know, so many times you look upon a couple like Alfredo and his wife, and everybody thought, you know, these were their children. But you never know how much love some people have to take in two children that have been abandoned, raise them and love them and care for them. So we really want to pray for Alfredo and his wife, Anna, and also for these children. So those of you who'd like to come and pray with us right now, please come on up.
Before I pray too, I want to say this, that there's a lot of different venues going on around the world, you know. Political speeches and tea parties and football games and boxing matches and, you know, NASCAR. But this is the venue here that takes the precedence. This is the venue where the real work gets done. It's in the churches in America and the homes of America. So this is where the rubber meets the road. All the rest is fluff. Okay. Father God, thank you for this day, Lord, and for the opportunity to pray and ask your hand in our lives and in the lives of other people. And I thank you, Father God, for bringing people from around the world to be a part of this ministry, Lord. And I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in the lives of people. And I want to lift up the Deaton family for you and Renee, as you've given her spiritual insight into her own life and what's going on. Thank you, Father God, that the whole family would be attentive to that. I thank you for blessing them, meeting their needs, and that they will be able to follow through and root out the enemy out of their church. And they will uncover the dirty little demons that are always working behind the scenes. And the light of Jesus can shine on them, which we know they hate. And I thank you for that, Lord. I thank you for your blessing upon them, that they always will stay focused to walk with you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Dear God, I just come to you today and I just ask you for your praise and I ask you for your help in this oil prices that are going higher and higher all the time. And Lord God, I just I also pray for the situation in the Gulf Coast with the oil leak that's going on there right now, Lord. And Lord, I just ask you to please help the right people to be able to stop that leak and get a handle on that situation down there before it escalates so far out of control. And Lord, I just ask you for your supernatural ability to go upon that place, Lord, and take care of that leak that's down there. And I also pray and ask you for your supernatural intervening on all the oil prices in the world, Lord, that are out of control. And I mean, they're out of control. And Lord, I just pray that you will move and in the directions that need to be taken to get the situation under control. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for lifting my wife's in my life with abandoned Natalia at her birth. And in the beginning, we thought this was going to be a burden, but instead it's been a blessing. It's been a blessing to the point where it's very rewarding. We don't mind being recycled grandparents because the joy that and the love that God has put in our hearts for this little child. In the same respect, we want to lift up Alfredo and Anna, who have been left in the possession of Evelyn and Jolie. I want to ask you, Heavenly Father, please fill their hearts with love, joy, and give them the strength to overcome any earthly burdens, hardships, and just keep blessing them. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, I want to thank you for the spoken and the unspoken testimonies that are just coming forth in this ministry. I thank you that for the way that you're working in each and every one of our lives and that you're giving us the opportunity to draw nearer to you and to minister to others no matter where we are. And I thank you, Father, for using Fritz Springmeier to bring me to this ministry and to bring me to Sacramento. And we know that your ways are not our ways. And I want to thank you for using Harold Camping to bringing Tim from Colorado to the knowledge of this ministry. And I pray, Father, for a blessing upon his life, and I ask that you would teach him to to seek you for every single area in his life. And if there's anything that is blocking his growth, his spiritual growth, I pray that you would reveal that to him. And I pray, Father, that if this is a man that you've chosen to bring to Sacramento, that you would reveal that to him also. And I ask these things in Jesus' name, and I give you all the praise and the glory.
Heavenly Father, we come before you with a request for increased power of the movement of the Holy Spirit, not only in our church, but in Christianity of America and the world. Father, we are helpless without the movement of the Holy Spirit. We are utterly dependent on the Holy Spirit to convict people of their sins and to bring them to the knowledge, the saving knowledge of Jesus. And also, for those of us who are saved, we are utterly dependent on the Holy Spirit to convict us so that we can walk a holy life and drop all sins and old ways of the world. So we ask for your Holy Spirit to move powerfully. We invite him to come into our hearts and to stir us. We pray, Father, that you would do this because we are dependent. We cannot work it even if we wanted to. We could not strive and work up something. We cannot parade around and do a lot of works and increase the Holy Spirit. In fact, usually that works the opposite. So we ask you in Jesus' name, Father, to let us make room for the Holy Spirit and never to grieve the Holy Spirit, but always to make room for him in our heart and in our church, in Jesus' name.
One thing I would like to mention, that Alfredo and Anna gave the heart to Jesus a couple of weeks ago, so talk to them. Congratulate them, because this is the best decision they ever made. Praise God for that. Now, Heavenly Father, I want to come before you and pray for Thomas Burns, this new deal. We pray, Heavenly Father, that it will be a success. It will come through with flying colors, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving him, O Lord, the faith to believe that, O Lord, he can move on and progress in business and have his own place, his own warehouse. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for rewarding him. The Bible says that without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and he is the reward of them that diligently seek him. And we know that Thomas Burns is seeking you very diligently. And we want to thank you, Heavenly Father, beforehand that this deal will come through. And we thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. And another thing I want to add, I cannot help it, but I want to add to the oil crisis. In the name of Jesus, it doesn't matter what the speculators do. It doesn't matter how high the price has been. We know who our God is. He is a source. He is a provider. In the twinkle of an eye, he can make that oil thing crash. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, that you are in charge and your counsel will stand and you're going to do all your pleasure, even in the oil business. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father God, we just want to thank you and thank you and thank you, Lord, for all of your mercies, for your grace, for the wonderful things you do for the children of men. Father God, we love you and we treasure you and we welcome your Holy Spirit to move among us and move in us and through us every day of our lives, Lord God. Keep us close to you. Keep us aware of you. And Father God, we thank you for the rain you brought. We thank you that You answered our prayers fully. You filled the reservoirs. And when the snow melts, they'll be overflowing. But there won't be any flooding to cause damage. Father, we thank you for this. We thank you for all the many prayers that you answer every day. And for the healings you bring to us. And Father God, I know that I'm in the process of being healed all the time, and that I will get better. And whether I do or don't, I'll still love you. I still honor you and praise your name for all the healings you've done in my life and in all of our lives. Father, we pray for that little girl that she with Down syndrome, that she will be healed totally. Father God, you can give her a clear mind, and you can restore her even physically, but if not that, you can restore her mind totally, and she can be a completely functioning little child and adult. Father, we thank you in advance for that. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen.
Our Heavenly Father, as the people that are selling their property to Thomas Burns are on vacation this week, Lord, we thank you that there should be no change of heart. There should be no difficulties whatsoever. And when they come back in a week or so, the Father God, a contract will be drawn up and it will be signed just like you had it set up, Father God. And we thank you that we can trust that. And we thank you, Father God, for every prayer that's been answered here right now. And Lord, thank you that we can pray and seek your face. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And those are great said. Amen. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Let's have the outlines handed out.